Alrighty, welcome back to the program. I'm getting sick and tired of the fact-free war on vaping. I have senior fellow for the Consumer Choice Center, Jeff Steyer, on the program to talk about this. Jeff has been on this program many, many times to talk about the bad science. It's not even bad science. It's no science at this particular point, Jeff, in this war on vaping, with the latest being breathless stories that are being regurgitated based on the same press release, same original press release from about 3 weeks ago, claiming that vaping causes, quote, serious lung disease. And if you read the press release doesn't explicitly say vaping causes serious lung disease. But that's what all of the various television outlets say. That's what the news is reporting. That's what our radio news reported on the first press release that was put out. And even though the press release doesn't actually specifically say that, we have people concluding that, quote, serious lung disease among young people is being caused by juuling or by using e-cigarettes. There is zero reason to think that any of that is true, and I'm going to let you kind of walk people through the reasons why. It's good to have you back.
Well, it's good to be back with you, Vicky. And it's not only zero science, it's unscience, and it's unpublic health, because I'm not going to quarrel with the fact that some kids may have entered the hospital, young people and some young adults entered the hospital with lung conditions. It had nothing to do with vaping nicotine. It had nothing to do with that. They won't tell you exactly what lung disease it is, and all of that. The problem with this from a public health perspective is that, let's just say these cases are real, and I don't doubt it, then people are getting sick for a reason. There's a cluster of disease in your neighborhood, and the public health community who we entrust, who we give up our freedoms to in order to protect us, is so hyper-focused on e-cigarettes that they're willing to sacrifice the well-being of these young people and future young people who may actually get, quote-unquote, serious lung disease, because we're going after a boogeyman. We're going after e-cigarettes, vaping nicotine, when, in fact, every indicator is that this is from illegal street cannabis, from illegal synthetic marijuana that's being heated up, and if I can use the word vape, if you will. But it's not vaping. It's illegal street drugs, where in your community, marijuana is not legalized. If you go out west and you buy legal marijuana, this isn't happening there. It's happening because this, everything points to the fact that this is synthetic marijuana being used in that area, and that's why we have a cluster. And if it were juuling, if it were e-cigarettes, we'd be seeing this everywhere else.
Exactly.
This is epidemiology, Vicky. This is epidemiology 101. And anybody working in the public health community who doesn't know epidemiology 101 is lying to you to advance a political agenda. And it's not just that they're anti-e-cigarettes and harming adult smokers who would otherwise quit. They're actually throwing the science to the side, ignoring the science, willing to sacrifice the health of people who may actually be harmed by this street drug because they want to advance a political ideology where they don't otherwise have any science. And that's why I'm so upset about it.
Yeah, and that's why I'm so upset about it, too, because I have people, because, you know, I openly talk about vaping, and I have people coming up to me. Well, since vaping causes lung disease. And I, you know, so my first
response,
without a name. Serious lung disease apparently is a name now of a lung disease. Okay, you have been diagnosed with serious lung disease. So, you know, what's
is there a medical billing code? Is there a medical billing code for that?
Yeah, there isn't. So we don't have the name of the quote, serious lung disease. So you can't actually track down whether there's been any data or any research done. There's been an awful lot of research done on nicotine-based vapor products, and zero evidence show they have any association with any kind of lung disease, not heart attacks, not COPD, not popcorn lung, not other lung diseases. So let's get a name for this, because there might actually be some epidemiology out there that has already looked at the question. But why actually release that? Then at the very bottom of the press release that I noticed from the Wisconsin Department of Public Health, the very bottom of the press release, everyone there admitted to using THC or synthetic THC or dabbing. They also happened to use e-cigarettes or a vaping device. And you get
you got to go to the bottom of the press release. Epidemiology 101 again. Yeah, this has happened before, from dabbing, from spice, from these illegal street drugs. And the media of CNN, Medscape, which is supposed to be a health-focused media outlet, none of them actually ask the questions that could prevent people from getting sick from this again. Right? Kids don't know this. Kids think, oh, okay, I'll stop juuling, and therefore I'm fine. I'm going to use more of this illegal
spice. So I'll smoke my spice. I'll smoke it, or whatever they call it, spice. They've got a whole bunch of names for it. I think it's generally nicknamed spice. I'll smoke the fake pot, and I'll be fine.
Yeah,
you won't.
And so public health is failing us once again by putting their ideology before science. And what worries me, because you've talked about popcorn lung, we've talked about formaldehyde, we've talked about all of these fake scares about e-cigarettes. What worries me is that we never seem other, well, you do, I do, but the mainstream media and public health officials never seem to be held accountable for their lives, for getting caught telling fake stories, Vicky. It happened on all of these, with formaldehyde, popcorn lung, all about e-cigarettes. None of it's true. There was a pneumonia scare. None of it's true. And then it happens again, and we think, oh, but yeah, e-cigarettes aren't safe and kids shouldn't use them. Okay. But we never hold the people who are distorting the science to advance a political agenda, we never hold them accountable. And that's why this example in Wisconsin is so important, is because it's another time that we need to hold them accountable for distorting actual science, actual case studies, to advance their political agenda against using nicotine in a less harmful way than smoking it.
Importantly, this is only in Wisconsin, I believe in Minnesota. This is only in the Midwest. What is it about the Midwest? What is its product? It's product that is being distributed here in the Midwest. And what product are we talking about? Synthetic marijuana that people can use, you know, in the various different ways they use it. Here's another.
That's dangerous stuff, Vicky. But why doesn't anybody ask the obvious question, which is, if it's Juul, if it's e-cigarettes, why isn't it happening in the rest of the country? Doesn't that even make anybody with any intelligence a bit curious, or do they just give up on actually asking obvious questions?
They've given up on asking obvious questions. They've given up on asking obvious questions. Here's another one. This one has been utterly debunked, and yet it was actually published in the Journal of the American Heart Association, a quote-unquote study that allegedly claims that vaping caused heart attacks. What they found when they looked at the study is that they didn't bother to report that the heart attacks occurred before any of the people who had them started using vaping products before.
And further, Vicky, because in their fake world view, a majority of people who start using e-cigarettes have never used nicotine before. No, the people who had those heart attacks were lifelong smokers who quit smoking, who reduced their risk of disease by switching to vaping. But yes, they were former smokers.
Yeah,
There are irreversible effects. There are long-term health consequences to smoking.
Yeah,
and if you smoke for 20 years and quit.
Jeff, this one was so bad, they had the heart attacks before they quit.
But when you're living in a world where there's no truth, then you can lie about anything. And that's what they did here.
It's absolutely true.
And these were the researchers who endorsed this were quote-unquote leading public health researchers, Vicky. And again, other than this small circle of people like you and me and scientists who care about this, the public health policy is being driven by fake science that's getting published in mainstream journals.
We should maybe start calling it fake health. I mean, it's gotten to the point where it's not public health. It's propaganda health, or it's public propaganda. That's all it's become at this point, where you've got people who...
And it's unhealth. Vicky, it's unhealth because it's actually, you know, this is not just, oh, well, they're lying about e-cigarettes. They're actually harming people by promoting this false narrative. People who may be using street marijuana and actually getting sick and thinking, well, why'd that happen? I didn't vape. I completely stopped vaping. I went back to cigarettes, and I continued using my street drugs, and it happened to me. How could that have happened? I stopped vaping.
Yeah, instead of actually doing it, actually investigating the adulterated products, be it fake marijuana in the form of spice, be it actual just, you know, adulterated street drugs. Again, it's obviously a problem of the materials that are being consumed in Wisconsin and Minnesota. This is not happening where, my gosh, it's not happening in Seattle and Portland and places where you actually see more people vaping, using Juuls, those kinds of devices. It's not happening there. It's not happening in Texas. It's not happening in Indiana. It's not happening in Pennsylvania. It's not happening in your home state of New York. It's not happening in Florida. Just here. And yet somehow it must be vaping products. And I also think it's very curious, Jeff, that the release of the non-science, the unhealth piece of propaganda we're talking about, curiously coincided with the same day the U.S. House of Representatives held its hearing on Juul products. Do you think that had anything to do with it?
It's a strange coincidence, don't you think?
Certainly
on
is.
The same day.
Curiously
that they
coincidental.
Were putting on a political hearing. I think they've gotten away with so much in the past that they think they can get away with anything now. You almost can't blame them for the transparency of their delusion.
They're getting away with it, Jeff. They are already getting away with it. So it's not even that they think they can get away.
Why not keep lying?
Yeah, they think they can get away with it because they get away with it every time. But people, listen, I think the fourth time I've seen the exact same story regurgitated in the press.
Over 2
here,
weeks.
Here locally
Vicky,
in Madison. In 2 weeks.
Vicky, it's been this has been on CNN. This is national news. And unlike the other e-cigarette scares, which only got people back to smoking instead of vaping, this is actually ignoring a real problem where there are case studies going back a decade where people using illegal street drugs are getting this kind of illness.
Thanks for coming on the program, Jeff, as always. Thank you for myth-busting. I wish more people were like you out in the realm of public health. We need converts. Thank you for coming on the program. Jeff Steyer, a sane, science-based perspective on public health. I like how you put that in your Twitter feed. And you can follow Jeff on Twitter at Jeff A. Steyer, S-T-I-E-R. Jeff, Senior Fellow for Consumer Choice Center. Thanks for coming on the show, and I hope you have a great weekend.
And you have a great vacation. Thanks.
Thanks a lot. I'm going to take a break here for news. It's the Vicki McKenna Show. When we come back, our pal Judge Jim Troupas is going to join me in the studio.